Hey friends, welcome to my daily update video. Today is Monday, the something of April. I believe it's April the 3rd, and I think it's Monday. Happy Monday, wherever you are. One of my favorite British bands, the Happy Mondays. So I thought I'd do a quick video. About to go out for a coffee, and though it's my day off, probably not do a day off, so. Pray for me. I had a great weekend, actually. Just lots of ministry. I saw several people baptized in the Holy Spirit this weekend. It's interesting. I want to do some teaching on that. I was actually thinking recently how we don't talk about that enough, and it's this life-changing experience. But hey, I want to share something with you in a moment about planes, trains, automobiles, about Paul Simon, and about waiting on the Lord. But a few quick housekeeping things before we do that. Again, if you're new to my YouTube channel, I want to hit the subscribe button down there. Check out all the links below, including our email newsletter out once a week. My churches in New England, if you're interested in visiting one of our churches, you are very welcome. We'd love to see you. This is Easter weekend, and we're preaching all about resurrection power this weekend. I'm going to be travel news. I'll be here over Easter on Easter Monday, day after Easter. I'll be flying to France. I'm going to be in my home in Haute-Loire for about 4 or 5 days. Then I'll be traveling up to Belgium. I'll be in Brussels, in Tournai and Verviers in Belgium. So love to see some of you there. Then back to the US. So lots of great things going on. Check out the links below and give this video a thumbs up. Share it. All those good things. Let me ask you a question. What comes to mind if I were to say the words waiting room? What is a waiting room? Have you ever been in a waiting room? Let me tell you a story. So I grew up in, I was born in Liverpool, and I grew up in the county of Cheshire in the UK. Actually grew up in a little town called Widnes. It was a Roman town way back when, 2,000 years ago, the Romans came down the River Mersey, and there's this big kind of bend in the River Mersey, and they called it the Wide Nose. And over 2,000 years, Wide Nose became Widnes. And it's not a particularly attractive town. Sorry, you know, it's like a northern working town. It's a rugby team. It's probably claim to fame is its rugby team. It once held probably the best pop festival that ever has been in the UK. The Stone Roses, the Spike Island thing. But it's also, so years ago in the 1960s, Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel came to the town and did a concert in the concert hall there. I don't know if it's still there, but concert hall called the Parr Hall. And then somebody dropped him off at the train station, and little Paul Simon with his acoustic guitar sat all night in the train station in the waiting room, waiting for the train out of Dodge kind of thing. And literally there's no trains coming in. He sat there in this waiting station and wrote a song called Homeward Bound. I'm sitting in a railway station, got a ticket for my destination, on a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar at hand. It's all about sitting waiting for a train, really. I wish, you know, it's actually funny because the song actually says, I wish I wasn't here in this little town. But anyway, it's one of the claims to fame of the town. So in the railway station in Widnes railway station, probably to this day, there's a plaque up there on the wall that says, Paul Simon sat here and wrote a song called Homeward Bound. Now, I used to go to school about, high school, about 500 yards from that railway station. And it's funny, all the way through age, about 11 through 16, I'm at this high school, and every kid who took the train knew this. There was a train that would pass through in the direction I wanted to go at about, we'd finish school at 3:30, and at 3:35, the train would come through. And if you missed that one, you had to wait another hour for the next train. And every kid would know, would be praying the teacher would end the lesson on time, not 2 or 3 minutes, you know, really on time, and you could run. And every kid on the train knew that if you got out of school and you ran like a bat on its way to heaven, you'd get on the train and get home early. But if you didn't, you'd miss the train, and you'd sit there in the railway station with a ticket for your destination for an hour looking at the flipping Paul Simon plaque on the wall. And, you know, especially when you're a kid, when you're 11 or 12, an hour in a boring room with nothing to do. I think probably there's a lot of kids who can't even relate to that today, because you can pull out a device and you have the whole world. You have the Alexandrian Library, you know, everything you want is available, and music. But back in those days, there weren't even Walkmans or things like that. And they're just sitting there in the waiting room, waiting. Okay, you say, what's this got to do with the things of God? Well, I meet people all the time who think, and I emphasize the word think, they're waiting for God. And I don't think they are waiting for God. I think God is waiting for them. All the time I meet people who sort of say, like, yeah, I prayed and I believed and I've done this and done that. Now waiting for God to heal me. I'm waiting for the manifestation. Can I lovingly suggest to you, if you're waiting for something, you don't have it. Pause. If I had some coffee here, I'd drink it right now. If you're waiting for something, then you don't actually believe you have it. I am not waiting for a black Bible. I've got one, baby. It's right here in my hand. He who believes has, Jesus said. And so often, I think we get conned into this thing of thinking we're waiting for God. Now, I believe there are things legitimately. I'm waiting for the appearance of Jesus. You could say, like, that's not under my control, and Jesus has not, the second coming of Jesus has not occurred, at least at the time of recording of this video. And yet, even then, we don't just sit there, well, I'm just waiting for Jesus to return. No, the Bible says we can hasten the day of the Lord by doing certain things. We should be praying for the return of Jesus. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. We should be sharing the good news with the world. When the gospel of the kingdom has been preached to every nation, then the end will come. So I think it's, in my experience, about 99% of the time when we think we're waiting for God, we're actually slipped into delusion. We're like a dog chasing our tail. And I think Satan loves it when we do that. Because after a while, we get bored, we lose passion, we get frustrated, we look at somebody else who's not in the waiting room, so to speak, and we get frustrated. We begin to sing Paul Simon's song. Or we begin to sing the song that David sang in the Psalms, Lord, how long? How long will I wait? And here's a really great key that I have discovered in my life. And this really works. Again, not every time, because there are things that are locked into seasons of our life. If I said, by faith, I'm going to retire today, God actually doesn't want me to retire today. I want to retire early in the scheme of things and move into another season of my life. But there are things that it's not God's timing for. But most things, everything Jesus bought and paid for at Calvary, is there available to you now. And you don't need to wait for God to manifest it. Where do we get this language from? In your life, what you need to do is believe you have received now. And here's a really key though. All of us at times will experience that thing. Jerry Savelle preached a sermon years ago on the theme from Amen to There It Is. And in effect, he was saying, you know, a prayer usually ends with an amen. And there's a time when, if you want the manifestation, there it is. And he was talking about what you do in between the amen, the time of prayer, and the manifestation, the there it is. And that's all I remember from Jerry's teaching, but he's a great man of God. Here's the key I've discovered. Rather than waiting for God to move, rather than waiting for God, the key, what we need to learn, is to wait on God. To wait on God is different than to wait for God. To wait for God is this passive, when are you going to do it, God? When are you going to do it? To wait on the Lord is to come into his presence and say, Lord, I'm all ears. My eyes are on you. Let me read real quick a couple of passages here. Psalm, one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 123 says, unto you I lift my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master. As the eyes of a maid to the hand of a mistress, so our eyes look unto the Lord our God. That's what it means to wait. Literally in England, the Queen would have had ladies in waiting. So what's that mean? I know it's old language and that, but literally to wait upon the Queen, to be there in a presence and like be attentive. We might say to wait on a table. What's a waiter? It's not somebody who delays your food. It's somebody who waits, has the drinks. You need a refill. We've got everything we need here. Salt, pepper, you know, we're waiting on somebody. And God wants the church to wait upon him, not to wait for him. And I encourage you to do a study, especially in the book of Psalms. It's incredible. Psalm 130, verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for In his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. There's something about waiting. Here's my last thought here to guys. There's something about waiting on God that brings amen to there it is. There's something about waiting on God that shortens waiting for God. There's something about waiting on God that causes the train to arrive real quick. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Hey, I have a new series coming up this week all about freedom, and I'll have about a series of 12 videos on freedom. So that will be hitting YouTube tomorrow. Please do check out as well. There's so much. I've got the sermons from my messages yesterday in Mass and Connecticut out on podcast later today, social media, lots of all the great things should be in the links below. Have a wonderful day, truly. Look forward to seeing you guys soon. Bye for now.